Genesis 4 and verse 9. Genesis 4 and verse 9. Genesis 4 and 9. Now, I want to show you something here. This is something that you really need if you're going to study Hebrew very much. Now, this is Zondervan, printed this in the 70s, okay? But it is in print today because I bought one of these. It's Davidson's Analytical Hebrew Lexicon. What it does is it has every Hebrew word in the Old Testament. And you can look it up in here exactly like it's printed, okay? And you can find it in here, and it'll tell you what kind of verb it is, or what kind of noun it is, what endings and everything. It's all here. And then it gives you the roots. Back over here on this side, it'll give you the roots of all these words, okay? And then you can look the root up. Now that's how, and this is an analytical Hebrew lexicon. It is available, and it's made by Davidson. Printed, or written by Davidson. I bought the last one I got. I think you can buy it in the Barnes and Noble. But it's the Analytical Hebrew Mentality Lexicon by Benjamin Davidson. I'm going to put this up here on camera so the people out there can see it. All right.
What's the title?
Okay. It's the Analytical Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon by Benjamin Davidson. Chaldee. Because part of the Old Testament is written in Chaldee, and a lot of it has roots in Chaldee. You've seen one of these, haven't you? Do you have one of these, Randall? Davidson's? Okay, you've got Brown, Driver, and Briggs. And Brown, Driver, and Briggs is important, and it's cross-referenced. In some places, I do cross-reference Benjamin's. All right? And then I also cross-reference Gesenius. Gesenius is another one. And there's one that they just printed out not too long ago. It's Kieber and Baumgartner. I think that they have just printed that one again. That one's about $200-something. That's an expensive book. But that goes back, and I do cross-reference it into my, even though I don't have it, I cross-reference the page numbers because I can look it up in the other ones. All right. Well, anyway, here this is, and I thought I would show you one of these. So this is one of the tools in Hebrew. Okay? Now, Brother Rex, you're right back there. And we're studying the Hebrew Bible, and what's the oldest verse that goes back in time further than any other verse in the Bible? This is a chronological Bible, okay? What verse is the oldest verse in the Bible? Can you read it for me there, Brother Rex?
Which one?
The first one in the book.
Say in the beginning.
All right, hold on just a minute. All right. What does it say? Where is it found in the Bible? The oldest, as far as time goes, the oldest book that's written in the Bible, what's the oldest book? The book of Job. Okay? Book of Job is the oldest book, but it doesn't go in time. Now, in the Bible, what is the old, as far as time periods go, the oldest thought, the oldest statement in the Bible is in this verse right there. What's it say there, brother? Okay, what chapter and verse is that in book?
It's 1 John chapter 1, verse 1.
Okay, it's John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 1 and verse 1. In beginning was the Word. Literally says, N-R-K, ein ho logos. N-R-K kept on being the Word. Now, who is the Word? Okay? Who is the Word? All right. Now, that Word is... it's the one that's walking with Cain in the garden. I want you to see that. In this book here, I think it is on page 171. Page 171. Brother Mike, can you look up page 171 here? Someplace in here. That's about it right there. 171. All right. Can you read that? Read that real good and loud right there. Page 171. It talks about the name Jehovah. All right, Jehovah. This word right here. This is the word. That is the word. All right, is that the word? Right there? Is that it? What's it say there?
Passed it over.
Oh, you. Right here. Yeah, read that Hebrew word. No. I didn't want you to read the Hebrew word. I want you to read the English. All right. Remember what I've been telling you about this word? All right. Arabic. What's it say?
To breathe.
What did I say about the word Jehovah?
You got me confused.
Okay. The word Jehovah.
I'm thinking about something else.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Okay. Just hold the thought. Write it down or something. Okay? Jehovah. Now, Jehovah is speaking to Cain in these verses. I want you to know this. Jehovah is speaking to Cain. This is what it says here. All right? It means to... here's the root of it. It comes all the way down. And then it says here, it means to... to breathe. Remember what I told you about? This is the Creator God. Jehovah is the covenant God of Israel. He is the one that would become flesh to redeem mankind. Okay? And John 1:1 states, in beginning was Jehovah, or kept on being Jehovah, the Word. That's the word Word. And the Word kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead. Because the Word was God. Period. That's who He is, the Word. Now, it says here, the most sacred name of God expresses His eternal self, self-existence, first communicated to the Hebrews. This is this Word. Page 171 in Davidson's, okay? This name appears to be composed of Yod Heth Vav. All right? The verb is being twice repeated. Exodus 3.14. What does Exodus 3.14 say? Let's go to Exodus 3.14. In your translation, Exodus 3.14. I don't think anybody can beat Kathy there. She's already there. Exodus 3.14.
And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And He said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel,
All right, this eternal one, the eternal existing one, the I am, that comes from this word right here. It comes from this word. It says, between these words we obtain nearly the same sense as expressed here, and then it names all of these words in Hebrew. The Jews from the early date believed this name incommunicable. Believed this name incommunicable and substituted into pronunciation Cosmos. Adonai. Adonai. What does Adonai mean? Lord. King of kings, Lord of lords. If you want it, I wrote it up on the board today. Jehovah, Adonai, Ha Adonaim. All right, that is the literal title, and that's what the book of Revelation uses for that one. Okay? It says that it breaks this down here. He said the vowels are the same as in all of this, but actually we have to supply the vowels because it's only consonants. Okay? All right, talks about Elohim, Jehovah Elohim. Now remember, this is the person that's in the garden with Cain. This is the covenant God. This is the Redeemer. In the pre-incarnate Christ that's in the garden. Okay? That's the one who is there. Jehovah. If I can keep that thing from falling off up here. Jehovah. This is it. Jehovah Elohim. We say this word Jehovah, but it is impronounceable. So we don't know how to say it. But we use the word Jehovah so we'll know who it is. It's the Word. This is the Word. This is it. That's the Word. Okay? That's the word that they don't know how to pronounce. That is the name. Ha-Shem is the Hebrew. Ha-Shem, the name. Ha, and Ha in Hebrew is like that. Ha-Davar. The Word. That's who it is. Okay? Page 171 in this book now. All right? It just goes on, Elohi, and it uses the different titles here of the name of God, Jehovah. Okay? Now, as we go back, you can look that all the way on that page, and then a few pages more. It tells you about it. Column to Leach, Volume 1. I cannot remember. I think it's page 198 or something like that. I can't remember for sure. But it's in Volume 1, where it talks about the name of God. Okay, the name of God, Exodus 3:14. Now, Genesis 4 and verse 9. Remember, the pre-incarnate Christ, Jehovah, has presented himself to Cain. Cain is going the wrong way. Cain is the Shem. He is the name. He is the monument. He is the one that is the heir of the family name. Shem, I mean, Cain is. Cain will be the one that carries the name. He is the eldest son. He is the heir of Adam. He will be the patriarch. As it stood, because he was the firstborn, huh? All right? So Abel was never any threat to him at all. But Abel went and did things the right way. Now, Hevel. All right, Hevel. That's what. And what does Hevel mean? Hevel and Jehovah, literally, there's a whole lot mean. You know what Hevel means? It means vapor or breath. Okay? Vapor or breath. Now, just think about Abel. Abel went the right way, didn't he? He made the right offering. He was a what? A roeh. Roeh in Hebrew is what? Shepherd. He was a shepherd. We have a farmer and we have a shepherd. Hevel was the shepherd. Who is the good shepherd in John the 10th chapter? Jesus. In Psalm 23, who was the good shepherd there? The Lord, Jehovah, is my roeh. Jehovah roeh. The title, the Lord my shepherd. Okay? Psalm 23. Now this is the person that presents himself to Cain. This is Jehovah. The pre-incarnate Christ. And what do we mean by pre-incarnate Christ? Christ, according to John 1 and 1, is the eternal Hashem HaDavar. He is the eternal Word. Okay? John 1, 14 says, Kaha Logos Arxagenito, and the Word, flesh, He became. Jehovah. The Word, HaDavar. That word right there, that name. The unspeakable name of God. Now let's look in here. Vayomer is what it says. Can you say Vayomer? Vayomer. And then what's the next word? Jehovah. The unspeakable name of God. The Word. HaDavar. Say HaDavar. Can you say that? HaDavar. The Word. All right. And said Vayomer, and said Jehovah El Cain. All right. Unto Cain. El unto Cain. Cain. Brother, did you remember what your confusion was? Oh, okay. I feel right at home with you, brother. El Cain. Hey. Hevel. Achicha. Vayomer. Lo. Yadati. Hashomar. Aki Anohi. All right. Let's say it real slow now. This is what Cain says. Now, Cain answers back to Jehovah. He's talking back to Jehovah. All right. Vayomer, Jehovah El Cain, Hevel, Akache. Okay. Vayomer, Lo. Can you say Lo?
No.
Lo. Yadati. Hashamer, Aki, last verse on the bottom, Anohi. All right, let's go back and look at it. Vayomer is he said, third person singular. Wow, consecutive and perfect, kal sim. And wow, consecutive and perfect means what? Third person singular, masculine, by the way.
That's God, and he's a he, okay? God is a he, okay? Because he's masculine. While consecutive and perfect, what does it tell about that? It tells that he said this, he said, and Jehovah said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? He kept asking him, Cain, where is Abel? Cain, where is Abel? And he wouldn't answer him. He continued to say this for a long time. All right. Jehovah, El, unto, that's that little old word, and then Cain, A. A is where? That last, on the first line, that last little one, last little word over there. All right. Number nine. The last little word, right there, that's A. That's E-I. All right. Vayomer, V-A-I-Y-O-M-E-R, and then Jehovah, just put down word up there, and then L-E-L, Cain, K-A-Y-I-N, and then E-I. A, Hevel, H-E-V-E-L, that's Abel, Hevel. Hevel means what?
Vapor.
Vapor or breath. Short-lived. All right. How long did Jesus live? Only 33 years. He had a short life too, didn't he? Right in the prime of his life, he was cut off. Achichi. Achichi or Achicha. Achicha, that means brother. Your brother. Achicha. Your brother. Achicha. Vayomer. Now you ought to be getting used to that word. Say that one. Vayomer. And he said, now Cain said to him, now he repeatedly said to him, Lo yadati hashomer aki anohi. All right? Not, I know, literally, not I have known. That's the first person construct, singular, cow perfect. Not I have known. And that one's on page 393 in that Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Yadati is not I have known. Okay? The keeper, ha shomer, ha shomer. Can you say that one? Ha shomer. The keeper, the keeper. All right, aki of my brother, keeper of my brother, aki. I know he, I. He's asking Jehovah now a question: Am I my brother's keeper? Are we our brother's keeper? Are we? Is it? Are you responsible for leading your brother to the Lord? Uh-huh. Are you responsible of watching over your brothers and sisters? Yeah. That's right. The church, every church is a family. It's a little tribe of people. They watch over each other in a church. They're a little tribe of people. Watch over each other. All right, now here we have Jehovah God, this person right here, page 171 in that Davidson's Hebrew lexicon. That person, the name, the unspeakable name of God, which is referred to in the New Testament as what? The Word. The Word. Or Jehovah, because it is Jehovah. All right? So in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning kept on being Jehovah. All right, John 1:14, and Jehovah, flesh, he became. All right, that's who this is now. Now, Jehovah, the Redeemer, has presented himself to Cain, or Cain. Cain means what? Remember what Cain means? Cain? Cain? What? Gotten, or possession. All right. Now we have the word here. Can anybody read that word over on verse number 10? Can you read that one yet, Kathy? Can you read that word? The first word there. Anybody read that one? Mike, can you read that word?
I'm reading what it says and said.
Vayomer.
Vayomer.
V-A-I-Y-O-M-E-R. Vayomer. Meh. Say that one. Meh. M-E-H. Meh. And then we get up to the next word. Asita. Asita. You know a lot of these cults say they know Greek and Hebrew? You ever hear one of them teach this?
This is the real deal here, people. This isn't make believe. This is the stuff. Asita, say that one. Okay, chapter 4 and verse 10. I am on the word on the far left hand side of the page. Asita, Vayomer me Asita. Okay. I'll give you time. What? Yeah. Asita, you have done. Vayomer me Asita. What? Oh, yeah, that's easy. All right. Coal, the next line down below, the first, Vayomer me Asita Coal. Uh-huh. Now, the Hebrews, that is K-O-B-L, but you kind of swatter the V, Kavol. See that vowel in there? Kavol, Coal, Demei, D-E-M-E-I, Demei. Demay, what do you think? What's the root of that word, demay?
Blood.
Dom, blood. Okay. Achicha. All right. Achicha. A-C-H-I-C-H-A. Achicha. Okay. Tezo-akim. Tezo-akim. T-Z-O-A-K-I-M. That's the third line down. The farthest one to the right. Tazoakim. Tazoakim. T-Z-O-A-K-I-M. Elay. E-L-A-I. Elay. Say Elay. Men. And here's an easy one. Ha-Adama. Ha-Adama. Yes. Aki. 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 Well, let's go back. Well, we're going to come down to it in just a minute. Okay, yeah, my brother.
Okay.
Achichi.
I was thinking about
Spanish. Oh, okay. Yeah, a little bit different. All right. Let's go back up the hill now and start out again by Yomer. And he said, that one's the easy. You're going to see that word a lot, by Yomer. Have you learned that one yet, Kathy? It's getting better. All right, by Yomer. All right. Third person singular, wow, consecutive and person. And he kept on saying to him again, meh, meh is what? Meh is what? What? Asita, have you done? See that? Second person masculine singular, cal perfect. What have you done? Okay. Cole. Coal. It says the voices. The voices. Coal is voices. Voices. Phoné. Coal. Phoné in Greek. Coal. All right. Deme. The voices of the bloods. Deme. The voices of the bloods of your brother, Achicha. The voices of the bloods of your brother. What is it saying here? It's saying that all of the descendants of your brother are crying out for justice. How many, Brother David, how many children do you have?
Three.
Three. How many grandchildren do you have?
Three.
Three. And they're still going on, working on it, aren't they? All right. Now, you just kind of multiply that on down, and on down. What if his brother had killed him long yonder ago? These children would never have been born, would they? Now, the ground, as we're going to see down there, the ha-adama, look at these words now. Deme is bloods. It's plural. Blood, Kathy. Oh, okay. Deme is that. It's the fifth word down there, the fifth word. Vayomer me asita kol deme. Deme is where the root of Adam is, Adam. It is the root for blood, Dom. And it is also the root of the word Adama, which means the earth. All of it now.
Now look at this. Now the bloods, the voices, the cries of the bloods of your brother is crying out, it's mourning, it's groaning to the ears of Jehovah. Unto me, Ele, men from Ha'adamah, from the ground. Your brother's bloods, the voices of your brother's bloods is crying out to me from the ground. Now the ground is witnessing against Cain or Cain. How did he kill his brother? What was the kind of action that he killed his brother? Can anybody remember the kind of action? He slaughtered him. That's the word to slaughter and butcher. He butchered his brother. He butchered him. He slashed him, and one cut, one death-dealing blow was not enough. It's like he cut his heart out and threw it out on the ground and stomped him and cut him and slashed him with great anger. He just slashed and slashed and slashed and slashed and cut and slashed and butchered him. He butchered him. He would not offer the correct amount of the sacrifice. We found out last week that he didn't bring the tithe. He didn't bring the right amount. He didn't divide correctly. And he brought the wrong offering. He brought a cursed offering from a cursed ground. And now he is going to slaughter, like he should have slaughtered, an animal that would take away his sins and cover his sins. He's going to slaughter his brother. And instead of an animal's blood falling upon the ground, and the ground drinking up, the ground drinks up blood. Did you know that? It goes down into the ground. The ground drinks up blood. Now the ground drank up the blood, and the ground was cursed because of what? Because of Adam. I want you to understand. The ground is, we have weeds and thorns and thistles out there on our ground because of what Adam did. Now, every time that man sins, he always tries to cover his sins or all shake his fist at God. The rebellion ones, they shake their fist at God and say, look at me, I can do it myself. I don't need you. So he goes out there and the ground is cursed. Cain brings a cursed offering from a cursed ground, and he brings it to God like God's supposed to accept this cursed offering. What he wanted was an innocent life. Now, Abel's life was innocent, wasn't it? He was innocent. He wasn't responsible for his brother's sins. He tried to talk him into straightening out. Jehovah himself tried to go talk to him and said, now, Cain, why don't you just do well? Do right. If you divide correctly and you do what I tell you, won't you everything be okay? But he refused to do it. So now he sheds his brother's blood. Instead of shedding an animal's blood, he sheds his brother's blood onto the ground, what he was so proud of, how a good farmer he was. So now he has double cursed the earth with his brother's blood. He has double cursed the earth with his brother's blood. The earth was cursed, but now he has double cursed it, and it's cursed for his sake.
Are you saying that he wasn't supposed to
be farming the land? He was farming the land, that's fine. But he was supposed to take and trade for an animal. I'm sure he must have had a goat or a lamb on that farm. They were weaving garments and everything else out of the hair of the animals. He had a choice of bringing the bona fide, certified offering of a lamb, but he didn't want to do it. He wanted to bring and show how good he was. Looky here at what I brought. Looky here at my crop. I'm proud of my crop. I'm bringing my crop. I'm not bringing an animal like you specified. I'm bringing my crop. Okay? So he refused to do what was right. Mike?
I wanted to ask you what a certain letter is when I get a chance.
It's
all these, the blood, the ground, and everything.
Like
capital G.
Capital G. Oh, you mean the mam. That's mam. That's mam.
Demay,
that's mem. Dalit, mem, yod. Demay, yeah. Demay, All right? And Adam and Adamas. See there? All of it says the Dom is in every one of those. All right? It's in all of these, the root of it. Okay, have we got this one? Is that something good in there now so far? Have you learned something? Okay. Just remember page 171 where that root of the name Jehovah is. That's very important. 4 and verse 11 now. 4 and verse 11. We have the first holy war here, and we have the first holy victim, and we have the first assassination. The first murder from the person that they thought the Messiah was. And so what we have here is the first Antichrist. He was supposed to be the Messiah. They said, we have gotten a man, even Jehovah. We have gotten the man et Jehovah. Viata.
Where are you in
the... I'm 4 in verse 11. Viata. Okay, it's V-E-A-T-T-A-H. Viata. And then Arur. 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 Say that. Arur. You rolled your tongue on that one. Arur. Okay? Sounds like a growl, doesn't it? All right? Arur. Arur means cursed. Cursed. Arur. Ata. A-T-T-A-H. Men. Ha-Adama. Ashur. Okay, let's go back. I'm going too fast for you, I think. Okay. Viata, Arur, Ata, and then Men. M-I-N is the last word on the front, on the top line. That looked like a G, and then it's got that behind it, which is a neen. Ha-Adama on the next line. Ha-Adama. Ha-Adama is what? Say Ha-Adama. What is that? That's the earth. The ground. That's our relative. Ashur. A-S-H-E-R. All right. Pot-Zita.
Pot-Zita.
P-A-T-Z-E-T-A-H. Pot-Zita. That's the word. It starts like this. That word starts like that. Just think of that. That pa, that's a mouth. That's a mouth, like a mouth. Okay? See, there's the rest of the head. There's your eyeballs. Okay? Pa. All right? Pot-Zita. And then, et. That's that little word. The next line down, the third line down, is et. Et is like this. That word like that, okay? Et. E-T. P-ha. P-ha. P-I-H-A. See that word? It starts with one of these again. Pe. Pe means mouth, remember? Pe. P-ha. La-ka-chat. L-A-K-A-C-H-A-T. La-ka-chat. And then we have the word et again. Et. Deme. You know what Deme is now, don't you? Bloods. Achicha. Achicha. The last one down there. The last line. Achicha. And then Miyadicha. Let's go back and look at it. If you need to learn, if you want me to ask me how to spell it, I'll spell it for you. Well, kind of, sort of, huh? Okay, all right, the last two?
Yeah.
Okay, Achicha, A-C-H-I-C-H-A. And then the last one is M-I-Y-A-D-E-C-H-A. Me-Ya-D-Cha. And I'll explain it to you for just a minute, in just a minute. Okay? Viata. And now, viata, that word vi on the front of it is and. Remember that now. Hebrew, this word is and. That's and. Just like shorthand. In Greek, it's this word. And in English, it's this word, okay? All right? And, it, vi, chi, and. That's all the same word right there. That's it. Look how short it is in Hebrew. Hebrew is like shorthand, isn't it? All right? The Ata and now. Ata is now. Arur. Say Arur.
Arur.
All right, cursed. All right? This is masculine singular, cal perfect. Cursed. Having been cursed is how it should be translated. Having been cursed. When you spilled your brother's blood onto the ground, your relative, you cursed the ground. You cursed it. Having been cursed, you are Ata. Say Ata. A-T-T-A-H. Ata. You are Ata. Men. Men means from, basically. In many places, it means from. Men means from. It means more than, also. It's imperative, also. From or more than. All right? More, the curse already is compiled on top of the ground that was cursed before. So now when you've got one little, you plant a corn stalk out there, and next grows a tumbleweed, now you're going to have next grows rush and thistle, tumbleweeds, and you're going to have goat heads and thorns and foxtails. It's going to surround it. The ground is double cursed because of what you've done. It's double cursed, more than comparative. More than. The ground was already cursed, but now Cain is double cursed. He would no longer be a farmer. He would become a vagrant because the ground will no longer support him. The ground, no way in the world. He can plant one seed and 1,000 weeds will come up. So now his proud farming expedition here has blew up in his face, has blown up in his face. All right? Ha-adama. Ha-adama. That's ha-adama is the ground. Ha is the adama, the ground. Now remember, the word blood, dam. The root Adam and Adama are all from the word Dam there, which means blood. It means red. Okay? Adama, which? Asher is which? See that word Asher? That's in the middle word. Asher. All right. Potzita. Potzita. Potzita has, she has opened up the earth. Now, the Indians call earth what? Mother Earth. The earth, she has opened up her mouth. Her mouths, literally. All right? She has opened up her mouths. Et. Piha. Et is a sign of direct object. Piha. That word there. Its mouths. Piha is its mouths. Remember, Pe, right there, that's the sign of the mouth. Its mouth, Piha, P-I-H-A. Et Piha, and then the next word, it starts out with that whip-looking thing there. It starts out with a lament, this word, all right? That's how it starts out, and that means to, or for, or toward, all right? That's what that word means here. La cha ka, la ka chat, la ka chat. All right, and it means to receive. Cal infinitive construct. La ka chat, L A K A C H A T, la ka chat. And then we have the word et again, the sign of the direct object. You can look that one up on page 84 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. That sign of the direct object. What is the equivalent in Hebrew, in Greek, to et? Here's et. That word right there, et. See that one? What's the Greek equivalent to that? Ace. Ace. All right. Extension and limitation of thought or verbal action in Greek. In a little Greek also. All right. What?
Very guessing, not.
Mm-hmm. All right, ha adama, Asher, pots, zita, et, piha, la ka chat, deme, et, deme. to receive et bloods. The ground has opened up her mouth to receive bloods. Achicha, from your brother. From your brother, achicha. And then he says here, from your hand, mi-ya-di-cha, mi-ya-di-cha. The last word in that one. Let's look at that word. Mi-ya-di-cha. All right? From your hand. Mi, or man, is from, isn't it? What is the word for hand? Yod. All right, yod. Matter of fact, the yod is the hand-shaped deal. That's the letter in Hebrew that is the hand-shaped letter, like that, yod. All right, from your hand. All right. The ground, the earth, has opened up her mouths to receive the bloods of your brother. From your hand. The blood of his brother went on his hands. His hands were blood red. He had slashed, and his brother's bloods were dripping from his hands because he had slashed and cut and ripped and slaughtered his brother. He was splattered with blood all over him and all over the ground, what he had done to his brother. Boy, what a bloody sight, huh? He should have offered the blood of an animal, but instead he offered the blood of his brother.
What's the last big letter on Nadab and Shah, that upside down hell or whatever you want to call it?
Well, go back to your alphabet. Okay, it's a final. All right.
It should be a CH sound or something.
Yeah. Go back to your. No. Where's your?
I can't even find mine. Where's your?
I don't see it right there.
Okay.
And that's the letter up
there. Yeah.
It looks a little like that one here. Yeah.
It's the last, the final word. Here's the final word. Here's the final letter. All right.
Do you see it? Yep. That's it. Cough. All right? Yeah. All right? It's different at the end, okay? Now let's go on. Now we start off in 4 and verse 12. Is that where we are? 4 and 12? 4:12. Okay? 4:12. It starts off with the easy one. Now we've seen this little word a lot too. This is like you take and put it in the car. What is that? Key. Key. K-I. Key.
That's for when? What year?
4:12. Yeah, when. Key. Key. Down below it is when. And then Ta-Avod. Ta-Avod. T-A-A-V-O-D. Ta-Avod. Ta-Avod. Say that one. Ta-Avod. T-A-A-V-O-D. And then et. Ha-Adama. Lo. Okay. Are you getting these written down?
Am I going?
Ha-Adama. Ha-Adama. Lo. Toseth. Tet, T-E-T, it's T-O-S-E-F, and then T-E-T, Tet, Kocha, K-O-C-H-A-H, and then Lock, there you have that final word again there, that cough, is that final?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Nah. Na, N-A, Na. And then Banad, B-A-N-A-D, Banad. And then T-yeh is T-I-H, T-yeh. All right, down below that is you shall become. T-yeh. All right, and did you lose it there, David, or did you catch on now? If I'm going, holler, put your hand up or anything if you need. Just slow down, okay? T-I-H. Y-E-H. T-I-H-Y-E-H. I'm just guessing at this, okay? But that's how you say it. T-yeh. And then Ba'aretz. V-A-A-R-E-T-Z. Ba'aretz. Ba'aretz. Now, we'll go back and spell any word that you want. Don't worry about it. Now, can anybody read that? As I have done that, can you go out and read that now, Mike?
Where I wrote it down, yeah.
Yeah, read it for me.
V-ta-avod et ha-adama lo tosa te kota lok na banad tigye va arets.
Oh, boy. A plus. All right, now, you can go back and do it, and just slow down and write that stuff down there. And you look at that, and then you go back and you look at the words, and you'll figure it out. All right? All right, key is when. Ta'abad is you shall till, or you shall work. When you shall work et ha'adama. Yeah, sign of the direct object. What's the Greek word equivalent? Ace. All right. Et ha'adama. All right. Gei is the word in Greek for earth. Gei. That's the one. We are hagios. Just think about this for just a minute. Hagios. I want you to look at that. Of the earth. When we're born in this world, the first time we're born of the earth, gay. All right? When we're born from above, we're born from above. Now, this word gay is in that word, agios, okay? Then we're born not from the earth. When we're born again, when we're born of the earth, we're born from our earthly mother and father. But when we're born again, we're born from above. Jesus in John, the third chapter, told Nicodemus, you must be born from above or born again. All right? Because you're cursed. Okay? All right, let's go back. Ki ta'avad et ha'adama. And you shall till, when you shall till, the ground, the earth. All right, the ground. Do you have ground around your house? Anybody around here have ground around your house? Dirt? Okay? Lo. Lo means not. And the Greek equivalent to that is may. All right? Not. Tosef. Not she shall continue. Third person feminine singular. Hithel. Juicy form. All right? Not she shall continue. Who is the she there? That's the earth. Not she shall continue. To give. Tet. To give. Cal infinitive construct, to give, ka-cha, strength. The earth won't have any strength left. It's like the bird. When you spilled your brother's bloods into the earth, it just sterilized the soil for good growth. Lock, to you. Lock, L-A-C-H, lock. That last word there. See, there's your cough in there again, brother. And then, Nah. The word nomad is in that word, nomad. Wandering, nomad. Va'anad, wandering and wandering. Fugitive, lamenting. You're going to wander and you're going to grieve from now on because of what you've done. You're going to wander and you're going to grieve. Tiyah. Vanad, Navanad, wandering and wandering, you shall become Tiyah Ba'aretz, in the earth. In the earth. Here we have a different word for earth. This is what we have on the planet. Okay? We have the earth, the Adama. All right? The Adama. Okay? The earth there. That's our relative, okay? That's the ground. But now, Aretz. Aretz there. That's it. The earth, Ha, Aretz, that's the planet, basically. That's the continents. That's the dry ground. Okay? Now you're going to wander over the faces of the earth. Of the dry, you're going to wander. Now you're going to be a nomad. And you know what? Is there still nomads in the earth today? Over there in the Middle East, are some of those people still nomads? All right, still wandering upon the earth. All right. Any questions in here? I want any words you need spelled or anything. Is this better that I slowed down like this so you can write this stuff down? Okay. I tried to slow down. I know Mike was jumping up and down happy last week. You were happy. All right, now.
You can understand it.
Okay, which one?
Second one down, the big one going across there, strength, to give strength.
Oh, Kocha. K-O-C-H-A-H. Kocha.
And the next one is?
Lock. L-A-C-H. L-A-C-H. Lock. Or in the Hebrew, biblical Hebrew grammar is lock. Lok. All right, lock. Or lok. Na v'nad te ye v'aretz. All right. You getting better? All right, you're getting better. All right. The next word, how does it start out? Who can say that next word right there, the first one?
On
13, number 13. Anybody say number 13? Have you got that one yet, Kathy? Huh? What is that word? Vayomer. Vayomer. Look how many times you've seen that word, Vayomer. Vayomer. Cain. Vayomer, V-A-I-Y-O-M-E-R. Vayomer, Cain. And that's, of course, Cain. Cain is K-A-Y-I-N. El. Now, who's he answering here? Hadavar. Hadavar. The word, the Jehovah. Okay? The eternal God. The holy name of God. The holy God is confronting a dirty sinner, a dirty, rotten sinner, an ungodly buzzard. God dovi. Can you say that? God dovi? Avoni?
God dovi is greater?
That's greater. It's G-A-D-O-V-I. God dovi. God dovi. Or God dovel. God of El. Yeah. God of Yel. And then Avoni.
Sin.
Avoni. Look at this crying sinner here now. I want you to pay attention to what he's saying as we go back. And then men. Neso. Meneso. Meneso. All right. This is a very short line. Vayomer. Cain. El. All right. And then we have the word Jehovah. And then God Dovil. Avoni. Men. Neso. Meneso. M-I-N-N-E-S-O, and Avoni is A-V-O-N-I, and God Dovil, all right, is G-A-D. You can put a Vil, a V, or a Yil in there, God Dovil, or God Dovil, either way. Avoni, and then Men Neso. Let's look at it now. Mike, can you read that one now?
Which one?
Read that verse number 13. Can you read that?
Oh, okay.
Vayomer Kain El Hadbar Gadovel Avoni Minnesota.
That's very good. Very good. David, can you read that one? You got it written down? Anybody else read that? Kathy, can you read that now?
Jehovah.
Yeah. Okay.
God of
El. Uh-huh.
Avoni Minnesota.
All right, there we go. See, there you can actually say it. And you write it out in English, but you look at that and you can do it. Okay. Now let's see what, and he said. And Cain kept on crying. He kept on saying this. Third person masculine singular, well, consecutive and perfect. Page 55 if you want to look it up. And Cain kept on bawling and squalling and crying and talking. Cain unto Jehovah. Now he's crying unto Jehovah. God of Israel. Greater, greater, greater. My sin, my crookedness, my crime, my punishment. Avone. Greater my punishment. It's too much. I can't stand it. I can't take it. What do you think they're going to say over here in hell for a billion years? The first billion years they're going to holler, I can't take it anymore. But you know what? There was an alternative, wasn't there? Hell's going to be a long time, people. I can't bear my sin beyond my bearing. Mend that soul. Beyond my bearing. I can't take it. Cal infinitive construct. Nesha. Mend that soul. All right? I can't bear it. It's beyond my bearing. All sinners think that hell is an unjustness to lost mankind. False religion always wants to do away with hell, doesn't it? It's too much to bear. My soul sleeping? The divine Son of God, Jehovah, just like the author of the first false religion and the first religious rebel, they attack the name of Jehovah and the person of Jehovah, false religion does. They try to change the person of God, and they try to change hell into annihilation. But it's going to last forever. Here we have the first sinner complaining of punishment, right here. 4:14 now. 4:14. 4:14. Are you learning a little bit? Is this a little better? Okay. Can anybody start out with the first one? Brother Randall, do you know what that first verse is there? You're just looking at Hebrew. You don't even need to look at it, do you? Hen. Uh-huh. Girashtah. Girashtah. G-E-R-A-S-H-T-A. The first one is hen, just like the hen in the backyard. You know, that goes like this. And calls the babies the little hen, the chicken. Hen, Gerashta, O-T, O-T is O-T-I, and then Hayom, H-A-I-Y-O-M, Meal, M-E-A-L, that's the second line down there, Meal, and then Penei, P-E-N-E-I. Penei, the face. Ha-adama. Ha-adama. H-A-A-D-A-M-A-H. Ha-adama. U-mip. Panei-cha. U-M-I-P. P-A-N-E-I. And then C-H-A. U-mip-panei-cha. That little old word turns into a long word. Esater. All right. E-S-S-A-T-E-R. Esater. V-H-A-Y-T-I. V-H-A-Y-T-I is the last word there on that line. V-E-H-A-Y-I-T-I. V-H-A-Y-T-I. Nah. That word, nah. Vanad. Na, N-A, and then Banad, B-A-N-A-D. Then we have the word Bayat, Ba-Aretz, Ba-Aretz. Ba-Aretz, B-A-A-R-E-T-Z, Ba-Aretz. V-Hayah, V-Hayah, V-E-H-A-Y-A-H, V-Hayah. And then we have this word coal. Remember, all is in coal. Coal is all. C-H-O-L, coal. Or call.
Can you do the last line starting with...
Okay. Na. Vanad. Ba'aretz. Bihayah. And then coal.
Where's that on?
Coal is the next page, 414B.
Coal,
C-H-O-L. And Motzi, M-O-T-Z-I-E-I, Motzi. And we're finished here. Yahar-Geneh. Yahar-Geneh. Y-A-H-A-R-G-E-N-I. It's a good thing I'm writing these things down before I try to say them and try to figure it out.
Is that the very last word?
The very last word is Yahar-Geneh.
How do you spell that?
B or Y-A-H-A-R. G-E-N-I, like genie at the end of it. Okay? Bahar-Geneh. Let us go back. Hen means look or behold. Hen, look or behold. G-Rashta, you have driven out with vengeance. Me, you have driven out with vengeance. Look at that word. Second person masculine singular. P-L, stem. Oh, yeah, he did. God drove him out with vengeance because of what he had done. P.L. How do you think God's going to throw people and they splash in the lake of fire with great force and vengeance? Because they deserve it. P.L. Perfect. Page 176. You have driven me out with great force and vengeance. Ote me. Hayom, the day. Hayom. Ha is the and yom is day. Look out here, outside, when the sun is bright, it's yom. Say yom. Yom. At night, it's Lila. Lila. Yom, Lila. Day, night. Yom, day, Lila, night. We're going to get into Lila later on. Okay? That's a pretty name, isn't it, Lila? But also means night. Hayom, the day, mi'al. Mi'al means from upon. Remember that word meh? This comes from upon, mi'al. Panay, faces. Panay, faces. Remember that word pay? Right there, look at that. Pay is faces. Ha'adama, of the earth. Yumipanicha. Yumipanicha. And from your faces, from the faces of God, God, he will no longer see the face of God. God had walked among them in the garden as their friend and as their Savior. Now they're turned away from the faces of God. Sometimes people think that hell is just being away from God. Hell is a place of torment. It's also away from God. You've been 86th out of the human race, and that's file 13. That's where all the no goods are, okay? The never do wells. Me, you met. Pa nicha, from the faces. Esartar, I shall be concealed and hidden. All right? Nephiel, imperfect. First person construct singular. Nephiel, imperfect. I shall keep on being hidden. From your faces, I shall keep on being hidden. And then it was, and then it says, Vahayiti. And I shall become. Look at the word Savior in that. You see that word? The Savior in there, Jehovah, is in that word, the root of that word. And I shall become. Nah, unsettled, wandering, vagrant. It means to totter and to stumble and to waver. That's like a drunk trying to walk the straight line. He can't do it. Navad, or Vanad, that is. Vanad. Vanad. A fugitive, unsettled as a fugitive. Wandering as a fugitive, cal and participle. Fugitiving. Ba'aretz, in the earth, he shall become. He shall become. Third person, masculine and singular, cal, while consecutive and perfect. He shall become and keep on being that way. And then it was kol, every one, each one, motzi, finding me, shall kill me. Yah. Yahar-Geneh.
Now here he's got a persecution complex. Now since he's murdered his blood, his brother and his brother's blood have fallen upon the ground, now how do you think everybody's going to kill him? He's always going to be looking over his shoulder now. Oh, terrible, I can't bear this. Everybody's going to want to kill me. Time about fair play. Eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Well, he knows that's what should happen to him, doesn't he? He knows he should be destroyed. He knows that he should be slaughtered, just like he slaughtered his brother. But God's not going to do that to him. Next week we'll find the rest of the story. Is this the 14th? Yeah, it sure is. It's Valentine's Day. Marilyn and her Valentine cookies. Every time she gets a chance, she cooks up something for you people. You know, she was condemned. You know that, don't you? When she married me, she was condemned to a person that doesn't eat sweets or no cookies like that. And when she would, every morning when we'd get up, she'd put down a cup of coffee there and all this stuff. And I'd look at it and I'd say, I don't eat this stuff. And every day for the first year, she put a cup of coffee out there, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I never took one sip of it because I don't drink coffee. So now she always makes the coffee here, and she makes the goodies every night because she gets to fellowship with somebody that's a human being that can eat that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like your coffee.
That's good. And she likes to cook for you, too. Look at all this stuff. All right. Do you have any questions? Do you think you... So who can read that verse? Anybody read that verse? Last word, verse? Linda, can you read it? No? David, can you read that one? Kathy, can you read that last verse for me before we take off? And it starts out with hen.
Oh.
Girashta. Ote. Hayom. Mial. You mip, penecha. Okay. Estetar. Beha yeti. Vihaya. Yahar Jene. All right. That's good. I'll get you to repeat this back to me.
Okay,
Mike, you got
the last two there for me.
Okay, the last two? Okay. Motzi, M-O-T-Z-E-I. M-O-T-Z-E-I. And then the last one is Yah, Y-A-H-A-R-G-E-N-I. Yahar Jene. All right, you got it? I'm going to turn you loose on the world. Brother Mike, would you dismiss us in prayer, brother?
Thank you, Lord, for this chance to come together in your house and study your word before our people, Lord.